For WKU Public Radio, I'm Kevin Willis. This is the sound of a summer camp probably unlike one most people have ever experienced. The past 3 days in Owensboro have been filled with the sounds of the mandolin at the 8th annual Bill Monroe-style mandolin camp held at the International Bluegrass Music Museum. About 50 campers from across the country and some from other countries were in Davis County to learn the finer points of one of the great instruments of bluegrass music.
This is the only camp that I know of that specializes specifically on one mandolin style. And it's no other instruments. It's all mandolin players. It's all Bill Monroe all the time.
Mike Compton is a Mississippi native who now lives in Nashville. For the past 6 years, he served as director of this camp. He says it's an honor to be a part of a place that pays tribute to an American musical genius. Even those who don't consider themselves bluegrass fans are likely familiar with the name Bill Monroe. Known as the father of bluegrass music, the Rosine, Kentucky native gained acclaim for his technical wizardry on the mandolin, inspiring legions of fans throughout this country and beyond. Compton says the Bill Monroe style of mandolin is a hodgepodge of many musical styles.
Bill took a number of influences, southeastern fiddle music. His relatives were from Scotland. He took music from the British Isles. He took some influences from the black string band tradition. So it's really a mutt, if you want to look at a mongrel, if you want to look at it that way.
On this day, Compton was leading a class called Tremolo, a beginner's look at the primary right-hand technique. Campers could then follow from a selection of classes, including Let's Talk Licks, the glue that sticks lines together, and Monroe Mondo Mash, twin mandolins. You know, normal summer camp type stuff. In Compton's class on tremolos, a group of six beginners sits in the area of the Bluegrass Museum decked out with Hall of Fame plaques honoring the genre's greatest players, including, of course, Bill Monroe. As Compton leads his students, a sound emerges that's at least a little bit like what you would hear at the symphony when the orchestra is warming up.
I actually play guitar and I heard about this camp, so I actually bought a mandolin like last month, and I just started playing like last month.
Philip Vance is a 17-year-old from Owensboro. He describes the mandolin strings as being backwards from what he's used to when he plays guitar. Vance says he first encountered the mandolin when he took bluegrass classes at the International Bluegrass Music Museum. So what makes a young man want to gravitate towards this particular genre?
Bluegrass music sort of has like the dancey, like electric sort of... I like various types of music, but bluegrass music kind of to me sounds like really happy, sort of like... dancing, like it makes you just want to dance and stuff.
Vance's words are music to the ears of Richard Brown. He's the Monroe Mandolin Camp's associate director. He's also a dentist outside of Boston who travels to Owensboro every year in order to help out at the camp. Having played bluegrass for 50 years, Brown says he's grateful to see young people picking up the mandolin.
Oh, I think it's great. I think it's really great. I mean, I listened to a comedy record once, you know, and it was Burns and Stryber, and one of the taglines they used, they said, "The young people of today are the old people of tomorrow." You know, you've got to have some people coming along that are going to be playing the music and carry on a tradition.
Something makes you think Bill Monroe would be proud to see how that tradition was being carried on over the weekend in Owensboro. For WKU Public Radio, I'm Kevin Willis.